Todd Cook is the state of Michigan director for the Protect Our Jobs campaign. Now, Protect Our Jobs, well, let's let Todd tell us the story. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for coming on the program. Tell us, what is Protect Our Jobs?
Protect Our Jobs is a movement by workers and students and other people across the state to come together and enshrine the right to collective bargain in the Constitution so that people have a chance to protect their collective bargaining rights and to ensure that we strengthen the middle class.
Isn't that protected already in the Constitution?
Well, no. In fact, we've seen over the last 14 months a systematic attack by extremists in Lansing to chip away at those collective bargaining rights. There's over 80 bills now in the legislature in various stages of the process that that all chip away at collective bargaining rights. We've seen recently bills signed into law that said that certain employees of universities couldn't organize and collectively bargain. And we've seen attacks on school personnel where, dues that they would pay for their union to provide services and bargaining rights, things like that, were taken out of the process and just in a mean-spirited way to retaliate against this proposal.
When we talk to legal experts, when we talk to those in academia, they say that we shouldn't mess around with the Constitution, that the guys who initially wrote it knew what they were doing, everything is covered, and we should just leave it be.
Well, I think, what it is the state Constitution is the document that we've set up that enshrines our rights. And the right to collective bargaining, I think, is an important one and is something that should be in the Constitution. That's a proper place for all of our rights and would be the proper place for this proposal as well.
Do you think Republicans, do you think that the Tea Party leaders, do you think these folks have an agenda to end collective bargaining just to take away the power of unions and to perhaps wipe unions off the face of the state?
Well, there are certainly extremists in the legislature who have, I think, laid out a very systematic way to take away people's voices and to take away the ability for workers to have a say in how they work and how they organize and how they associate. It's clear on that. I mean, collective bargaining, is important to so many of us in terms of what it provides. It allows, nurses to have a say on how they should care for their patients and how many patients they should have to ensure that they can provide the best quality care. It allows police officers and firefighters to negotiate the best equipment possible so that when they're out risking their lives for all of us, that they have everything they need in terms of equipment. And it allows teachers to talk about how they can best serve the students. So, collective bargaining is an important it's worked for many years in Michigan. The governor has recently said that it's worked in negotiations that he's had with state employees, and so it's just crucial to the state.
From your point of view, what about when you get into an emergency financial situation like, say, the city of Detroit or the schools in Detroit or the schools in Highland Park? When collective bargaining had found a resolution for contracts and what people were going to be made, but they can't be paid. From your perspective, how do you handle that?
Well, I think the bargaining process, the collective bargaining process, when it brings two people together, it has shown that it can work. We all appreciate the work that President Obama has done on with the auto industry, and it's shown to be a huge success. But at the same time, that process wouldn't have been possible if it hadn't been for the collective bargaining procedure, where the UAW and other associated unions came in and worked with management, worked with the folks in the administration, and got new deals done that, saved the auto industry, clearly saved the middle class, not only here in Michigan, but across the country. So the process can work. I think people who, say otherwise just haven't looked at looked at history.
Do you think that Michigan will be a right-to-work state?
I can tell you, Tony, that the response that we've gotten so far has been tremendous from workers all across the state and all classes of industry, you know, they feel that their rights are being taken away, that they have less of a say, and they're excited about this. I'm encouraged by the response we've had, like I said, in all parts of the state, from all kinds of workers, and from people across the political spectrum. So I'm confident that we talk to more people and they find out more about this, that we'll gain support and move forward in November.
If a right to work bill is put on the governor's desk, do you think you'll sign it?
You know, it's troubling, that whole statement. The governor has made indications that he doesn't want it on his desk. At the same time, he's never said that he would veto it. He's never said he's against it. So I'm not sure, but I think what we're doing is we're not leaving it up to the politicians. We're going to take this to the people so they can have a say on protecting their collective bargaining rights.
All right. Todd Cook is the State of Michigan Director for Protect Our Jobs. Todd, stay in contact with us. We want to know how your efforts go in pushing for a constitutional amendment to protect collective bargaining rights from your perspective. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, Tony.